to Knights of the Roundtable, our new weekly show dedicated to what's happening in the Carleton athletic department, specifically in sports outside of basketball. We'll recap the week that was in Knights athletics, take a look ahead, and interview coaches and student athletes from all of our varsity athletic teams here at Carleton. In this week's show, we'll talk with Carleton women's basketball rookie standout Amber Connor from Rosemont, Minnesota. This amazing young woman has not only made the transition from college and played both basketball and volleyball here at Carleton, but has done so while dealing with the death of her mom this past spring. But first, let's take a look back at what's been happening in the Carleton athletic department. With the holiday break, there's not been many events outside of basketball recently, but the biggest news from the Knights athletic department came from the men's and women's soccer teams, which both earned the Team Academic Award from the National Soccer Coaches Association of America. The Carleton women's team, under head coach Karen Gudeman, finished second in the MIC regular season standings and advanced to the MIC title match. They earned the Team Academic Award for the fifth straight season with a team grade point average of 3.39. The Knights were one of four Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference teams to earn the award. The men's soccer team, under head coach Bob Carlson, earned the NSCAA Team Academic Award for the ninth straight time and led the entire nation in team grade point average at 3.45. The award program encompasses Division 1, 2, and 3, as well as NAIA schools. The Knights' grade point average tied them with McAllister College and Case Western Reserve University in Ohio for the top team GPA in the country. The Knights, one of four MIC teams to earn the Team Academic Award, are the only conference program to earn the award all nine seasons of the awards program's existence. The Knights finished in a tie for fourth in the MIC regular season standings. Also in soccer, two Carleton soccer players earned all-region honors announced early in December. On the men's side, sophomore Paul Petke of Evanston, Illinois, earned all Far West Region third-team honors, and sophomore defender Sophie Wood of Lake Forest, Illinois, was named to the All-Central Region second team. The men's and women's swimming and diving team capped their annual training trip in Florida by facing Kalamazoo College from Michigan. For the women, sisters Becky and Kate Alexander from Tigard, Oregon, each won two individual events as the Knights won seven total individual events and one relay in beating the Hornets 125-83. Becky Alexander was victorious in the 200-yard freestyle and 100-yard backstroke, while younger sister Kate swam to victory in the 200-yard individual medley and the 100-yard breaststroke. On the men's side, Jared Plotz from Hutchinson, Minnesota won the 50 and 100-yard freestyle events, but Carleton couldn't overtake the Hornets, falling 119-99. The men captured wins in seven individual events as well, and diver John Knapp from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, won both the 1- and 3-meter boards. We'll take a look at what the swimming and diving teams and other winter varsity sports have coming up later in the show. Right now, Carleton rookie guard Amber Connor, a highly regarded prospect out of Rosemont High School, only 20 miles from the Carleton campus, has made her mark on the Knights women's basketball team only 9 games into her collegiate career. Only the fourth player to start as a first-year player under 10th-year head coach Tammy Metcalf-Filson, she scored a career-high 22 points in Carleton's January 3rd win over St. Thomas and made the game-winning free throw in her collegiate debut in November 22nd win at Chapman in Southern California. But this extremely mature first-year student is dealing with much more than a transition into college basketball.
We're now joined by Carleton first-year player Amber Connor, who's out of Rosemont, Minnesota, a two-sport athlete for the Carleton Knights, played volleyball in the fall for Heidi Janes, and now starting for the basketball team and coming off a great performance on Wednesday night against St. Thomas when you had a career-high 22 points. Maybe we'll just go ahead and talk about that first. That had to feel good to come out and play like that after having almost a month off from playing games.
Yeah, it was really exciting. Our team had a slow start in the beginning, but once we got going, it just kind of came naturally, and people hit me at the right time, and it was really nice because I had a lot of people from Rosemont here to support me, so it was really fun to see them after the game and know that we had won by a great margin and pulled it off.
Well, I mean, you've stepped in and you've been starting and making the transition from volleyball. How has that gone from you? Do you feel more comfortable now in January than maybe you did when you first came over from volleyball?
Basketball has always been my main sport, and I've been playing it all year round, so I think it's just my experience with basketball. It just came more natural than volleyball, where I'd played during the season, but since I'd spent so much time on basketball, I didn't devote as much to volleyball. And so for basketball, it just kind of came natural. I knew what was expected of me. Tammy made it very clear. And I just worked hard and started playing well. I don't know.
Just talk about making the transition to the college game. What's been the toughest part for you?
Well, for the game-wise, Mental toughness has been off and on challenging. Just making sure that everyone's on the same page. Definitely the first week coming from volleyball to basketball was tough just because there was so much to learn. And I really wanted to, I didn't want to let the team down. I wanted them to know that I was going to work hard and try to catch up with them. And because we had missed a few weeks of preseason. And so the first week was definitely probably the toughest mentally just because I really felt like I had to get caught up. And I know me and the other freshmen and the other freshman who played volleyball, Annie, we'd constantly talk about it and try to get caught up on the same page. And the team was great, though, and Tammy was really awesome working with us. And so I think we're getting there. So
talk about to come to Carleton. You probably were a very highly recruited player. You played, 5 years of varsity, I think, at Rosemont and had a lot of success there. Why did you gravitate towards Carleton? Why did you ultimately choose to come here?
The most important thing for me was academics, and my mom and I had talked about it a lot, and from the beginning of my senior year on, I kind of gained a lot of perspective about basketball and life and where it really belongs, and I really thought about it in basketball. To me, it is just a sport, and there are so many other things that are important in life that you need to focus on, and I really wanted to focus on academics and my family and my close friends and just really focus on the important things in my life. And Carleton allowed me to do that, and I'd be able to focus on my faith and just work on other things besides basketball that I devoted so much time into before. So,
talk about academically. Obviously, you've only been through one term at Carleton. You have a while to decide, but what areas are interesting to you academically, and where do you see that taking you?
Actually, I'm really interested in education. I'm leaning towards being a teacher, preferably elementary education, which they don't have at Carleton, which is interesting why I'd come here. But the liberal arts education is just good in general, and I think it will prepare me well for elementary ed. I just want to work with kids, and I've taken the education class, and I really enjoyed it. And I also like languages, and so I'm debating whether or not I'd want to major in Spanish and use that towards my education teaching.
Talk about a two-sport athlete at a rigorous academic institution like Carleton. How do you do it?
Just time management. I mean, there definitely is enough time. And so just knowing that on the days where I don't have a lot of class, that's where I need to buckle down and get my homework done. And honestly, I was really surprised. I thought I was going to be extremely sleep deprived and just fatigued, but it's gone a lot better than what I had thought, and I think that high school prepared me really well. And just my mom's influence, she always, told me, focus on your priorities, get what needs to be done. I think I need to take a step back once in a while and take a little more free time and enjoy things around here too, so.
Well, you've mentioned your mom. For those that don't know, your mom passed away last year at the end of your senior year. Just talk about how you've dealt with that a little bit, and then you also have a younger sister that you have to take care of a little bit as well. And just talk a little bit about how you've dealt with that.
Well, I'm still dealing with it a lot, but my mom was the best person that I have, that I'll ever know, I'm sure. She was my best friend, and she had the best advice, and I'd always go to her, and that's really hard not having that here anymore. But she taught me a lot about being a mother and being a best friend and what it takes and just to be dedicated to the things that you truly love. And she raised my sister and I so well that, I mean, I want to be there for my sister in the same way that she was there for me. And so my sister and I, our bond has gotten even stronger, and it's just something that we just focus on. And before every game I talk to her, I try to picture her up in the stands, winking at me, giving a thumbs up, because she knew that the times when I played the best basketball in my life was just when I had fun. Like, I don't need to sit there and worry. I don't read any stats. I don't focus on any of that because I don't even want to know. I just want to keep basketball and just have fun with it. And she taught me that. She played in high school and was a super stud. She was way better than I'll ever be. And so I just learned a lot from her, just to have fun and enjoy it, because you only get to do it for so long, and it's just basketball. So,
we'll look ahead for you and your team. What are you looking forward to the most here over these next 7 or 8 or 9 weeks, whether it's the MIC tournament, the NCAA tournament? What are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, man. Definitely. I would love to get a MIAC championship and move forward. That's so far ahead, though, that I don't want to focus on that right now. I just want to just keep chugging along and chipping away at what we're doing. But definitely moving on further. The end of the season is always the best part of the season, for sure. You go through the whole season just hoping for those last few games to get the W's. So, I don't know. I'm excited for it all. But the end is where it will be crucial.
Well, thanks a lot for taking time to join us, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That was Carlton rookie sensation Amber Connor, a steadying influence on the floor for the Knights despite her relative inexperience, and obviously a very mature and well-grounded person away from athletics as well. Finally, let's take a look at upcoming events for Carlton Athletics as the winter sports season starts to get into full swing. The men's basketball team will travel to Hamlin on Monday for a 7:30 p.m. contest. That game at Hamlin can be heard on Power 96 95.9 FM, as well as live on Carlton's athletics website, Knights Online. The men's and women's basketball team will be at home on Wednesday night in a men's and women's doubleheader. The men tip off with St. Mary's at 5:45, followed by the women's game at 7:45. Those two games can be heard live on Knights Online as well. St. Mary's swimming and diving team will make the trip to Northfield on Friday, January the 12th, to take on the Carlton men's and women's swimming and diving team. That event is slated for Thorpe Pool in West Gymnasium will get underway at 6 p.m. And the men's and women's basketball teams back in action in Northfield, but at St. Olaf College on Saturday, January 13th. The men tip off at 1 p.m., the women at 3 p.m. And those games, again, can be heard on Power 96, 95.9 FM, as well as live on Knights Online. The men's and women's track teams have started practice, men under head coach Dave Ricks and the women under head coach Donna Ricks, but they don't get back to competition until Saturday, January the 20th, when both teams will be at St. Olaf College again on Saturday, January the 20th for men's and women's track and field. And the synchronized swimming team back practicing, as well as classes are now in session on the Carlton campus. And the synchronized swimming team, their first competition is the Carlton Invitational, their only home event of the season, as they will host that at Thorpe Pool at West Gym on Sunday, January the 28th. We'll hear more from those sports in the coming episodes of Knights of the Roundtable. Oh.